Hello, my name is Father Jim, and at the moment I'm thinking of some of the commandments that God has given us. I see the commandments as the house rules of heaven. They're good for us because they're good for God. And all the commandments are different ways of trying to say the same thing, how to be like God. I mentioned before, I think, that if in this life we've learnt the three words you and I, we will have learnt the family language of the Trinity, Father and Son. And when we reach heaven, we won't have to go to a school of languages called purgatory to learn the family language. Well, if we've managed to learn the commandments, when we reach heaven, we'll feel at home and won't have to go to a reformatory school called purgatory to learn manners. Now, there are over 600 commandments in the Old Testament, and these are all ways of trying to say the same thing, how to become like God, like Father, like sons and daughters. So I'm going to look now at the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Our Lord said, I came that they may have life and have it to the full. And if we're going to be his brothers and sisters, it's worth asking ourselves, are we life givers? When I was a child, I thought, no, fifth commandment, haven't murdered anyone this week, next. Or somebody might say, yes, I've been to confession, murdered my granny last week, haven't done any this week, next. It's not so much, have I killed anyone directly, but am I a life giver? There are ways of putting people into decline very easily. Even if you don't kill them off immediately, you can help them deteriorate. Somebody cracks a joke, I crack a better one. That's you cut down to size. Somebody says they ran the mile in 4 minutes, and I say I ran it in three. Well, if you could see my shape, you know that was a lie for a start. We're very good at undermining people, squashing them, demeaning them, and not being life givers. So we have to say to ourselves, when I go by, do people feel better or do they feel worse? Do I pass them so quickly, like a fast motorboat, that they all feel seasick in my wake? Do I run so fast in life that I leave everyone behind and make them feel like slow coaches? Do I flaunt myself with my brilliance in front of people and make them feel stupid? Our Lord washed people's feet. He approached them from the feet upwards so that they would feel that they're standing tall. O Lord, teach me to be a life giver by complimenting people, as I mentioned in the Annunciation, by recognizing them, by respecting them. And you'll find that some people who went round all rolled up like a hedgehog suddenly start unfolding themselves and aware of their dignity. Amen.